You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Up and Adam, wakey wakey. It is bright and early. 4 minutes past six, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up.
And Simo, it's Friday, so I wish I would have better news, but I don't. Disaster has struck my house last night.
Okay, what's happened, Jordan?
I have officially lost the most important piece of plastic in the world, the little cap that keeps the batteries in the TV remote.
Oh, no.
I don't know where it is. Now, every time I put the remote down, the batteries fall out and then they roll off the table and then you have to pick them up and then it's a nightmare.
How long did you spend looking for the lid?
A good 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
I reckon if you maybe double up, go for a full minute.
I mean, look, I could do. I mean, I'm sure it's probably just under the couch, to be honest.
And so is it one of those ones where you need to press in on the battery pack now in order to change the channels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to press in and I'm kind of slightly worried. I don't know if I should be holding the batteries while pressing buttons because there's electricity running through it, so I might get electrocuted.
Oh.
No. Can you get electrocuted from batteries?
No, I don't think
you can.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to try it out.
Okay.
But still.
We don't have the credentials to be able to say whether or not it could or would or maybe will electrocute you. We do wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. And if I'm not here on Monday, you know why.
It's an electrifying show this morning, though. Camila Cabello to start things off with Liar. Love those trumpets to kick things off. Simo and Jordan right here with you. I don't care. Wasted by Peking Duck for your Friday on Snow FM at breakfast.
And Simo, it is Friday. We like to get the party started early here on Snow FM. On Monday, it was our 100th show, so you bought in a bag of little party poppers.
Celebrating 100 mornings together, Jordan. What a time.
Exactly. So you brought in a bag of party poppers that have just been sitting on your desk, staring at me, because my desk is right next to yours.
That's correct.
So this morning I was looking at them again, thinking, what can we do with... Because there's a bag of about 30 or 40 odd. We've used about 10 to 15 of them.
Yep.
So there's still about 20, 25 of them left.
Couple left over.
And I was thinking, what can we do? So, Simo, I've got one here. I've got two. So here you go. This one is yours.
All right.
So this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Just whenever during the show this morning, whenever you feel we've hit the highlight of the show this morning... Pull your party popper just to commemorate the highlight of the show this morning. We're here till 9.
Yeah.
So it could happen anytime, and highlight could be different to mine. I mean, this could be the highlight of the show, in which case, I feel bad for the rest of the show, because it's only going to be downhill from here. But Simo, whenever you feel that we hit the highest moment, the highest crescendo of the show, pull your party popper. I've got one here too.
Yeah.
We can celebrate and we can get the party going.
Brilliant. So we're all set up for that then.
Yeah, you can. You keen to give this a go?
You're like, finally, by, 20 past six, we're all set to have a great show.
I know, the first 20 minutes, rubbish. Now, we're all good to go.
What we've got happening now, though, Pink. Is this a highlight? She's pretty good.
I mean, it's,
no, don't go too early.
I mean, if I do go too early, we've still got 20 other party poppers, so it'll be fine. But no, I'm holding back. I'm restraining.
All right. This is Hustle. It's Snow FM. Wow, indeed. It's Snow FM. Our breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. It's Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, you are yet to enjoy the wonderful feeling of buying stuff online. It's not your cup of tea. You prefer the old-fashioned way of going into a shop.
That's right. I am yet to experience the first time of purchasing an item online.
I mean, it's amazing just when you see it rock up on your doorstep and it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot I bought those a week ago.
Did you emerge different after the first time you did it?
Maybe.
A little bit?
I don't know, the first time I did it, I was so drunk, I can't remember what I bought, so.
And then a cardboard cutout life-size Borat rocked up?
No, that was the second one. The first one I can't talk about in this time slot.
Oh, wow.
But, Simo, the reason I bring up online shopping, swiftly moving on, is because this story caught my eye. It took place in a zoo in China.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to, offend, I think, China Zoo, but I guess they're...
No one offends anyone on this show.
Exactly.
So,
but I don't know. I think maybe their op health and safety standards aren't quite as high as zoos here in Australia.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the story and you tell me what you think.
Right. Yeah.
So this happened the other day. A zookeeper was in the baboon enclosure Just, you know, checking out the baboons, making sure that they're all okay. Whilst at the same time browsing a Chinese online shopping website on their phone.
So they're going for a bit of a scroll while there were baboons vicinity.
If you're in any animal, I know baboons aren't necessarily the most dangerous of animals. I think they can do damage.
Focus, people.
Yeah, exactly. You want to pay attention. I mean, if you're at a enclosure with crocodiles, you wouldn't be going, oh, these shoes are discounted. This is interesting. Anyway, so he was going through just browsing the online shopping when he noticed that one of the baboons was hungry. So left to go get some baboon food, not realising that he'd left his phone...
Oh, hilarious.
...on the table.
Okay, right. So, has it happened? The baboon's gone shopping?
Well, here's the thing. So he locked the phone. then CCTV footage shows the baboon going over, unlocking the phone...
Nice.
...and scrolling through and purchasing a few items.
That's great. Have you got the list?
No, the zookeeper... Before we get into that, the zookeeper didn't have a code on his phone. So it wasn't like the baboon had to crack the code. You know how you have to type in 3642 or whatever it is.
It wasn't like the baboon was angling to star in the next Mission Impossible.
No, it was literally you press the button on the phone and it opens. So not the hardest code to crack. And the fact that this website was the last thing that the zookeeper had looked on his phone, it was obviously the first thing that popped up. And so the baboon... did a little bit of online shopping.
Stop trying to take away the points from the baboon here.
I mean, amazing from the baboon, don't get me wrong.
Thank you. Credit where credit's due.
Unfortunately, it didn't go through buying expensive things because I think the zookeeper, for his own stupidity, deserved to, you know, lose a bit of money. I just bought a few inexpensive household goods. That's all that has been revealed. So we don't know what it is. Okay. It could be a toothbrush. It could be some toilet cleaner.
Some Windex.
We don't know. But that's all that was bought. So, Simo, if you should learn something from today, just don't leave your phone around when there are baboons that want some online shopping. I mean, for all we know, this baboon could have just wanted to maybe do up the enclosure a little bit. Oh, that window's a bit grubby. I just want to get some spray and wipe so they can all see me and my red ass because I'm a baboon.
Maybe blinds would be more appropriate.
Yeah, a bit of privacy, please.
Snow FM breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Friday.
And Simo talking the theory of time and Jason Derulo. Those are two things I did not expect to be discussing when I woke up this morning.
Jason Derulo, turns out he is a time master. Do you want to play you the grab?
Yeah.
He said this on a show in Australia recently.
I'm up to 13 businesses now. And
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How do you find the time?
You know what? It is only 24 hours in a day, but if you travel, you know, times are different across the world. So in America, because it's a different time, so you can jump those 24 hours.
24 hours into 27 or 30.
I'll tell you more about it later.
Now, when he says, I'll tell you about it later, right, he's kind of making a point of, I can't give you the answers right now. So I'd like to say that the next Time Lord, the next Doctor Who, should be Jason Derulo.
Are you a Doctor Who fan? Do you watch it?
I am now. If Jason Derulo is going to be...
Look, if Jason Derulo was Doctor Who, I would probably watch it too.
Yeah.
But can we just backtrack? So what's he saying? So the fact that he travels around the world, he goes to different time zones.
Yeah.
Which means he's got more than 24 hours in his day.
Pretty much.
It's just... He's sort of got a point, but at the same time, it's just... Because I think if you go from Australia to America, you technically go back in time, so you technically get more hours in your day. But if you go the other way, you lose a day. So it kind of all evens out.
Well, he'll explain it later, Jordan, so we might...
I love that. I'll explain later. I would love to be at a fly on a wall of Jason Derulo explaining later the concept of time to Koshi from Sunrise.
You can also hear when he goes, oh, no, I've made a terrible mistake.
Mm. I'm up to 13 businesses now. And
Oh, my God.
He's gone strong there, Jordan.
You know what? It is only 24 hours in a day, but if you travel, you know, times are...
That part right there.
Yes.
Then he goes, I'll explain later, which is where I wanted to suggest him as Doctor Who would be perfect, because I'll explain later, that is legit, a piece of dialogue used in the show whenever they don't have time to explain a big scientific thing.
Doctor Who, each episode's like an hour. How did they run out of time?
Every now and again, they kind of get into some deep psychological thinking. Psychological?
Just maybe if we get rid of the robot things with the thing pointing, whatever they're called, that say exterminate, whatever they're called. If we get rid of them.
Get rid of the Daleks.
Your Daleks, and then perhaps we can have time for the concept of time.
Get rid of the Daleks, bring in the R&B.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Kiss the Sky, Time Lord.
What about Daleks singing R&B?
Jason Derulo. Ariana Grande with Nobody. That's off the Charlie's Angels album. Out now at Snow FM at breakfast, 20 to 8.
And Simo, are you familiar with the occupation of a futurist?
No, but I like the sound of it.
So these are people that study kind of life and what we do and can kind of work out what life will be like in the future to kind of help us prepare, that sort of thing.
And sounds really cool on a business card that you hand out.
It really does. I don't know who's really employing these people. I think very much part-time and freelance work.
Hi, I'm Simo. I'm a futurist.
That also means currently unemployed.
What have the futurists been up to?
Well, yeah, so Simon, next year, it's a big year. It's 2020. It's the end of a decade, and we're only just over a month away.
Hot damn.
Scary how time flies. And going back in time, like all the way through the 90s, people have kind of been thinking about what life will be like in this mysterious year of 2020. Obviously, the Back to the Future movies.
Yes.
Thought that we'd have flying cars and hoverboards and all that sort of stuff, and that hasn't really worked.
Are those on the list? Flying cars would have to be on the list.
No, these are more obscure ones.
Okay, into it.
What so I think we do have flying cars, but they're pretty expensive and pretty rubbish.
Wow, news to me.
Like, it's like a plane that you can sort of drive around on the road. You just get lots of weird looks. Anyway, so I've got five things that are pretty obscure that futurists suggested we would have by the year 2020, and perhaps we still will.
Okay.
I mean, it's just over a month to go.
Yep.
So perhaps there's time. But I'm saying it's looking unlikely.
Alrighty.
We will all be driven around by ape chauffeurs.
That's a weird one. Who came up with that? So you got
back,
a name?
Back in... Yeah, what are we going to... Name and shame.
Name and shame, the predictions from years ago.
So back in 1994, this happened. Glenn T. Seaborg.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Are we?
Thought that we would all be driven around by ape chauffeurs and there'll be no need to drive a car.
Nah, you know, we all need those jobs as well. So don't start putting them off site just yet.
Yeah, so that one I think we can safe say... is unlikely.
Although, ride sharing big. So we are getting driven around by people, just not from the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Just human beings.
How would you feel if you hopped in a taxi and there's like a monkey driver? I just go in the other one.
It throws up the issue of trust. Mm. So in my hometown, there was a taxi driver who had one eye.
The taxi driver was a monkey. Escaped from the zoo.
Like,
had a part-time job. Had his little license there at the front and he was just an ape.
Like even a one-eyed taxi driver, you're a little bit, you know.
Was he wearing like an eye patch?
Yeah.
Was it Captain Feathersword from the Wiggles?
He had a pirate.
Was he out of business?
No, he was a bit bigger. He was a bit of a bigger dude than...
Captain Feathersword's been through the Macca's drive for a few too many times.
Yeah. But he had a...
That is the highlight of the show.
Are you going to have to explain that now?
Captain Feathers. Yeah, so Simo, at the start of the show, I gave you a party popper. I've had one too. At the highlight of the show, we thought we'd pop them. And Captain Feathersword in a taxi going through the Macca's drive-thru. That is officially my highlight. It's all downhill from here. Are you okay?
A lot of smoke.
There is a lot of smoke out of that thing. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but when I went to pull the thing, I didn't grip it. I almost pulled the string off.
I'm just glad Captain Feathersword's done it for you.
Anyway, moving on to other future predictions.
Yeah.
This is now low light of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, so why are we even bothering?
What else have you got?
Candy underwear. Willie will all wear underwear, edible underwear. Made out of sweets.
Okay, I have seen that these exist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they have.
Who wants to eat someone's underwear after they've been wearing it all day, especially on a hot day?
No, you wouldn't be wearing it all day, Jordan, just for special occasions.
Oh, it's just special occasion underwear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have come across these.
This is my lucky underwear. Yeah. It's made out of lollies.
It's like the little, you know, the ones that are the necklace lollies? Have you seen those?
So I have.
It's the similar kind of technology that's gone into it. So there's like all of the little candies are on string to form a piece of attire, which is typically used under pants. There you go.
Yeah, it's that underwear though. I don't know. It's a tricky one. Hey, we've got two more left. Speaking of clothing.
Right.
We will all wear disposable socks and have antenna hats.
not far off in 1994, because our phones, basically we have kind of access to radio waves and to everything
exactly
on ourselves. Yeah, so that's kind of true.
So that's what they were thinking, that our socks would just be disposable. I don't know where, I don't know where that comes from.
That's really good.
I know, that's weird. But the fact that we'd have antenna hats is because we'd all have the phones in our pockets. And obviously, you remember the old Nokia would have the little antenna. And you'd have to yank it out before you can use it. They thought that they would be able to somehow make that antenna small enough to fit in a hat, and this you'd just be able to walk around. And I mean, hairdressers would not be happy with this because they'd probably be out of business because everyone's wearing hats.
True.
But yeah, that would be how it works. No one would have thought that it got so small that you don't even need to worry about even having an antenna. Modern phones don't have one.
Bit of a unicorn vibe.
Hey, Simo, lucky last. This one, we're going back a bit further than 1994.
Right.
We're going back to the year 1900, where John Elfridge Watkins Jr. said that the letters C, X, and Q would not be part of the alphabet.
C is still a big one. X is getting phased out.
C, yeah. I mean, X is my favourite letter because you know when you're a kid and you get the A is for apple, B is for ball, C is for cat, and it's like X, and they're like, oh, geez, what do we do?
Xylophone?
Xylophone. Here is a xylophone. Although, no one ever plays a xylophone ever. You will never meet someone. You'll never be in a bar. It's, oh, what do you do? I'm a plumber. What do you do? I play the xylophone. That will never happen to you.
He's just there in the bar.
But
with
here is a xylophone.
He's got a xylophone on the bar having a pint.
Yeah, if you're in the bar and there's some weirdo at the bar playing a xylophone, go to another bar.
But X does have its own movie, its own people as well, X-Men.
Yeah, well, Q doesn't.
No, Q... No, but they are in... Q is one of the... Isn't Q a member of the 00 universe? Like, that's 007, 006, Q, and M.
God, Q's got the rubbish nickname. 007, what's your name? Q.
Q's the one that gives him all of the dastardly gadgets.
Okay, in that case, Q's cool.
Q is cool, right?
So, Simo, a month and a half to go. Do you reckon any of those will happen?
Maybe.
Do you reckon we'll get rid of the letter Q?
30 days.
You
we'll phase
know.
It out. This is Sigala. Give me your love. I need a selfish word to take your pain. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. New music on Snow FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
And Simo, last night I was just drifting off to sleep before a wild animal decided that it would attack me in my own bedroom.
I'm concerned by this. Jordan?
Yeah, I mean...
How has this happened? Do you not lock your doors at night?
I do lock my doors, however, the window was open.
All right, mate, close your door.
So the animal, there is obviously a lot of dangerous wild animals in Australia. You know, you think of snakes, spiders, just immediately spring to mind.
Yeah, well, localism-wise, I mean, even in Jindabyne, you've got to be careful when you're walking down there by the lake. Apparently, the snakes like to just camp out on the rocks down there.
Mm-hmm.
So worth keeping your eyes peeled.
Always be aware. This animal, however... I say wild animal.
Mm.
I very specifically didn't say dangerous wild animal.
Okay.
Because I don't think this animal would be dangerous in any way, shape, or form.
What got in there?
A moth.
Oh, moth. Okay.
All right, don't be so dismissive.
Yeah, well.
But this was like one of the biggest moths I've seen in my life. It was like the size of my fist.
It's not an animal, though, is it?
I mean, technically it is. I know it doesn't count, but technically it is.
Moth is not an animal.
Also, just side note, moths, they're the ones that have got that weird powder on their wings.
Yes.
Which if they don't have, they can't fly.
I believe so.
Which is weird.
But again, I'm not an insect expert, an insect biologist, an insectologist, even.
Is that even a thing? No, but so I was just drifting off to sleep, and then I hear this kind of thing just keeping on hitting the ceiling in my room. So I got my phone, turned my light on.
Not an animal.
And this... animal in inverted commas. It was just flying around, absolutely nuts, just smashing into walls, smashing into the ceiling.
That's what moths do.
I don't know if moths can get unconscious. Clearly, this one couldn't because it would have been unconscious about 15 times.
Yeah.
So it was just smashing into walls, smashing into ceilings, making a big noise. So I've turned the light on, flicked on, and I've just seen it is going absolutely crazy. You know how they're normally attracted to the light?
Yeah.
This one wasn't. It was just going everywhere. I'm like, oh Jesus. Okay. So what I tried to get rid of it.
Yeah.
In a like friendly kind of way without harming the moth in question.
How did you go about that?
So I opened the door. My housemate wasn't home at the time. So I turned my light off, opened his bedroom door, turned his light on.
How good is that? I've had success with that before.
And I thought that would work and it would go into his room. But it didn't. I think it got a bit coy to my plan because it would just go on the wall. So I'd kind of flick it to make it fly and it would just go and land on somewhere else in the wall. So I just flick it, and then it would land right on the floor in front of the open door. So I'm like, oh, yes, yes, here I go. Here,
now is the moment.
So now's the moment. You've got the open door. It's right there. So I kind of give it a bit of a flick out, and it just turns around and goes back underneath the closed door, so it's still in the room.
Oh,
it's like, oh, Jesus. It's just flying around like crazy. I've got one of those fans in my bedroom. They're like a meter tall. I think they're oscillating fans or whatever they're called.
Okay.
I think we've all got one in our house. They kind of rotate sort of thing and keep you cool in summer. It's got a grill around the fan.
Right.
Somehow, it had managed to fly. This thing, it's about the size of my fist, shall we say. And it managed to fly through the grill to get into the fan and was just sitting calmly on one of the blades.
Yes.
And I kind of thought, okay, so this has been going on for about half an hour at this point. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. Like, how can I put this without sounding cruel? Like, you know, when you get a moth in your room, you might give it a bit of a whack or a bit of a fly to get rid of it. So I did think about turning the fan. I didn't. Because that would be a cruel way to go. But I did think about, you know, what if I just turned the fan on with the moth inside there? I didn't.
Okay.
I kind of shook the fan a little bit. It flew out.
Right.
Eventually, I lost sight of it. I've got a lot of ski gear kind of in the corner of my room. And it kind of, I think it must have crawled into a boot or something like that. So I lost sight of it. And I've no idea where it's gone.
You know what would have, I mean, I'm glad you didn't murder the moth.
Thank you.
Because all its friends would have come after you today.
I know.
Or maybe later tonight. It ain't over. I'd be closing your windows.
Well, the moth is still in my room. I don't know where it is.
Procreating with it's going to, all its kids are going to come after you tonight, Jordan.
Can I sleep on your side, your couch tonight, Simo?
Nah, mate. You're on your own.
I might sleep outside. There's less moths.
Sticky Fingers playing now on Snow FM Breakfast. Bit of moth chat this morning. Killer of moths. Jordan, Simo hanging out with you
I
as well.
I didn't kill the moth.
This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.